Hello and welcome to the Misfit Amish podcast. My name is Mary Byler and I just wanted to talk about the Amish and music. So when I became pregnant many years ago, I decided to do some research on music and its effects on developmental and such abilities for babies. And what I found was that there are many positive effects of music for children, especially developmentally wise: social development, cognitive development, academic performance, speech and noise perception. Let me explain by saying that I lived in five different communities. So in two of those five different communities, we were not allowed to have any music. The only type of music possibly that we had was singing without any musical instruments. In the other communities, we were allowed to have a harmonica. Now, harmonica can be a very big source of joy. However, when we found ourselves tapping our feet to the music that we were creating with our harmonicas, we were advised not to do so, as that can be a very sinful thing, and we shouldn't do that. And it's a complete suppression of your natural joy as a child when you found this music and you loved it and you were happy in this music and creating this music, but you weren't supposed to show that you were happy and celebrating the music that you were creating. Because for you to show that you were happy, that would be a possible eternal damnation for your soul. There might not be hope for your soul after that. So how does Wisconsin versus Yoder tie into this? I have a friend who suggested to me, and I think this is very possible, because before Wisconsin versus Yoder happened, Amish children attended public schools. And in public schools, they would get an appropriate education. Once Wisconsin versus Yoder happened, they created their own schools. Their teachers are Amish people who have an eighth grade education. They don't go to a school to become a teacher to learn how to teach. Anyways, more on that later. That will be another episode. There is enough to talk about Wisconsin versus Yoder and its effects on my education and how it personally affected me for days. But let's move on to talk about the long-term effects of how the suppression of natural joy at music affects you when it's a battle to actually sit there. Sometimes music can be a trigger. Sometimes it can be very soothing. And I love music. I've always loved music. But when you have been brainwashed into believing that you're going to be damned for listening to music, it can be a battle some days just to listen to music, because you shouldn't do that. It could cause potential harm to your soul. And when you try to do things that many people do on a normal basis, your friends want to go out dancing and you try to go out dancing with your friends, you can find it very difficult to overcome that so that you can hear the beat of the music, or so that you can move to the beat of the music, when for so many years your joy was squashed and you weren't allowed to express that joy. I would almost say that I have a personal battle the majority of social engagements that include music because of that, because I have to prepare myself and have that mental battle of, I'm not going to hell. My soul is not damned. And it's okay to love music. It's okay to be present in music. It's okay to enjoy music. And I'm not a bad person for enjoying different types of music. And sometimes I fail miserably at the personal preparation for events. And sometimes I will be in the bathroom because I cannot fathom and I cannot participate in this enjoyment of music until I have made my peace with the terrible things that my brain believes will happen if I do participate. And well, folks, that's all. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.